there is a war against meritocracy happening throughout the tech industry right now. Open source, closed source, corporate, foundation, small projects, you name it. There is an active war against the idea of a meritocracy. Now, I'm going to ask all of you for a moment to put politics aside. We're not going to be talking about left or right politics here. We're not going to talk about politically tangential ideas to meritocracy or being against meritocracy. We're going to leave all of that to the side for a moment. And we're going to focus purely on the meritocracy part of it itself, because the war on meritocracy within open source especially is where I'm seeing it the most, is having a profoundly negative impact on quality of software that is being produced right now. I came across this post over on Mastodon, which is which is always where the best stuff gets posted. And I'm going to read it to you now because it encapsulates a set of ideas that's really commonly expressed. And it just, it kind of made my brain hurt a little bit. Quote, Now that I have experienced developing and maintaining software, I can confidently say that code quality should be the least of your concerns when it comes to your free and open source project. The most important quality is who you are as a person and how the project is presented. No matter how talented you are as a contributor, developer, or maintainer, if you are obnoxious and have no incentive to improve yourself, especially by openly admitting that you do not care about people's feelings, don't expect to be welcome in most communities. Your talent in code does not translate into team spirit or yourself. Having a welcoming place that attracts new contributors or even current contributors is much healthier. At worst, it will gradually improve the entire project, regardless of, he goes off and his grammar is terrible. But you get the point. The idea that the quality of the code, the quality of the work, whatever it is the least important part of any endeavor. And this is the war on meritocracy. This is the fundamental core of it all. And it is having an obviously and observable detrimental effect on the quality of the code out there. Now, many of you are out there saying, Lunduke, this is just one person's post. This is just one person over on the Fediverse that is just ranting about meritocracy. Well, here's the thing. The war on meritocracy, you know what, before we go further, let's define meritocracy. This is the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Meritocracy, a system, organization, or society in which people are chosen and moved into positions of success, power, and influence on the basis of their demonstrated abilities and merits. For example, you are rewarded because you do good work, right? Do a good job at work, write good code, find lots of bugs as a tester, produce something that makes the company a whole lot of money. You get rewarded. You get a raise. You get a new position, a new promotion, a nicer parking spot, whatever. Meritocracy. Rewards and positions of power and success come because of something you did, something you earned, something that has merit. Now, this war against that notion has been going on for quite some time. This is the Post-Meritocracy Manifesto. You can find it at postmeritocracy.org. And it was written by Coraline Ada MK. Coraline Ada MK is just this guy that's been on this just rant about this sort of thing for a long time. But the thing is that his crusade against meritocracy is not a solo crusade. He's been promoting these ideas for years now, and people have really been buying into it in increasing numbers. I'm going to read part of this manifesto to you now so you understand how they're framing this anti-meritocracy crusade. Quote, Meritocracy is a founding principle of the open source movement. Yes, that's true. And the ideal of meritocracy is perpetuated throughout our field in the way people are recruited, hired, retained, promoted, and valued. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I agree with that. Meritocracy is undeniably, and Coraline even says it right here in the Post-Meritocracy Manifesto, it is a core part of open source, of software. Write good software, you do well, right? That's how it works. I continue, though, with the manifesto. But meritocracy has consistently shown itself to mainly benefit those with privilege, to the exclusion of underrepresented people in technology. The idea of merit is in fact never clearly defined. Rather, it seems to be a form of recognition, an acknowledgement that this person is valuable insofar as they are like me. Well, already this manifesto goes off the rails because the core idea behind meritocracy has nothing to do with another person being like you or not like you. It has to do with them having merit, them bringing value, them contributing something of worth, them being better at coding, at marketing, at writing, at designing than the other people. That's regardless of whether they're like you or not. So already by the second paragraph, the concept of meritocracy is immediately lost by this guy here. And I'm gonna continue on here. It is time that we as an industry abandon the notion that merit is something that can be measured, that can be pursued on equal terms by every individual, and can ever be distributed fairly. What does a post-meritocracy world look like? It is founded on a core set of values and principles, an affirmation of belonging that applies to everyone who engages in the practice of software development. Now, I see very clearly here, it is time that we as an industry abandon the notion that merit is something that can be measured, right? It's time that we have a post-meritocracy industry. This is what this is talking about here. And the values are lengthy. It's a long list of values listed here. I won't read them all. The first one, we do not believe that our value as human beings is intrinsically tied to our value as knowledge workers. Our professions do not define us. We are more than the work we do. I think, yes, sure, but I don't know what that has to do with you doing well in your job, but okay. We believe that interpersonal skills are at least as important as technical skills. Well, they're different skills, but sure, okay. You can say they're more important, less important, same importance. I don't care, but they're just different types of skills. We can add the most value as professionals by drawing on the diversity of our identities, backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives. Homogeneousness is an anti-pattern. Being homogenous is an anti-pattern. That's nonsense. I'm not saying I disagree with it. I'm saying it's nonsense. It's like I walk outside and I look at a tree and I say, tree is butter. Okay, that's nonsense. Can I disagree with it? Sure, but it doesn't really matter because it's utter nonsense. Music is yummy and bricks go boom, boom. Like I'm making baby talk now. I mean, being homogenous as an anti-pattern is a nonsense phrase. It's just, you might synergy is rhinoplexic. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what half those words mean. We can be successful while leading rich, full lives. Okay. I don't know what that has to do with being against merit of doing good work. It goes on and on like this. And The goal is to be against meritocracy, right? Again, I'm going to ask you all to put the politics aside. And a bunch of you are screaming at your screens right now because you're like, the whole core of this is political. I get that. I'm posting this, in fact, to my non-political tech channel because I feel like this is something that dramatically, directly impacts code quality. But it doesn't have to be a political thing. We can look at the notion of not having a meritocracy, and it doesn't have to get into, you know, Democrats v. Republicans, blah, 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 or anything even remotely resembling that. We can say flat out, people who are better at writing code should be writing more code more often than people who are bad at writing code. Like, I want to use people's code who are better at writing code, right? I just do. What's fascinating about these statements here is that it makes it very, very clear that, the second sentence, meritocracy has consistently shown itself to mainly benefit those with privilege to the exclusion of underrepresented people. The idea of merit is, in fact, never clearly defined, right? It seems to be a form of recognition and acknowledgement that this person values. So it goes on to talk about these things, and it makes no sense. Like, as I'm sitting here trying to explain it to you, it makes my brain start to melt. It makes me want to ooze out of my nose because it's just so much nonsense. There's another website set up called istechameritocracy.com, and it makes a big point about how, no, it's not. And here's a whole bunch of quotes about how tech either is not currently a meritocracy or shouldn't be a meritocracy, and it is crazy. Here's one quote. Technology as a field is a, quote, make-believe cult of objective meritocracy, a pseudoscientific mythos to obscure and reaffirm the belief that only people who look and talk like us are worth noticing. See, again, I almost don't understand the words there because it's just so much utter nonsense. Like, for example, there are so many examples of great engineers that have wildly different backgrounds and looks and religions and everything else from me. And there are also great examples of great engineers who look a little bit more like me, talk a little bit more like me, have similar religions to me. And I don't care about any of it either way. If they write great code, it doesn't really matter to me if they're objectionable in their ideas or not. A great example is Linux itself. Linux is arguably the most successful open source project out there. It's huge industries, right? Massive, massive impact at a global scale. Just massive, massive, right? Huge success. Linus, man, he puts his foot in his mouth every other Sunday. He gets out there and he does good work. He brings on people to do good work. Now, would I want to replace Linus with someone who did less good work because they look different, because they represent a minority or something? No, I wouldn't want that. And here's the crazy thing about this post-meritocracy manifesto and idea and war that's happening. It's not just gaining a foothold in all these open source projects like we see here. It's gaining a foothold in corporate America. Now, I again, we're going to avoid the hard political side of this for a minute because there's a lot of politics to be had. But I want to call attention to some of the IBM and Red Hat leaks, a specific part of it, a very specific part of it. Because if you go over to conservativenerds.locals.com, I know it's political over there. But if you go down a little bit, there is a video from the CEO of Red Hat, where the CEO of Red Hat talks about exactly this as a goal, where Red Hat and IBM have a stated goal of moving to a post-meritocracy world, of hiring people not based on merit, not based on skills or education or work experience or what they can or have accomplished, but instead hiring people based on physical attributes, the color of their skin, their stated ethnicity, their stated gender, how they dress, etc. In fact, they say they have to hire at least 30% of their new hires have to be black, right? Have to be. Not, you know, let's make sure we don't discriminate against people, because I'm against discrimination. Discriminating against people is no good. But in fact, they say that they're for discriminating against people if it means we hire more of one group than another, right? That's the goal. The goal is to be discriminatory. And the end result is to move away from meritocracy, of having actual accomplishments as a measurable way of determining how people are rewarded or how people are given new assignments or given more acclaim. This is going on throughout the open source world, throughout the tech industry to an extreme degree, and perhaps it is well beyond that as well. I don't know. I mean, it sure seems like it in some ways, but I'm focused on the computer industry because that's what I do. And this has been taking hold for years. Now, when this post-meritocracy manifesto first was published, I made fun of it. And it was not a fringe position to make fun of it. Now, in 2024, the post-meritocracy manifesto ideas, the ideas that code quality doesn't matter. What matters is that you adhere to whatever set of social norms is decided upon by the group in the moment. That's more important. What your skin color is more important. What your gender is more important than the work that you do, than the things that you accomplish. And to me, that is offensive. I dislike the intense sexism of this. I dislike the intense racism and religious prejudice of this post-meritocracy world that they are pushing on the tech industry rather hard right now. And this all came about because there are some issues cropping up right now that I will be covering in a little bit more in depth over the coming days ahead, most likely more over on the political side. But the problem itself really fundamentally dials down into whether or not we as nerds accept this idea that we don't need to be good at coding. We don't need to be good at engineering and electrical engineering and computer science. We just simply need to be the right skin color or the right gender or the right political party or the right religion or just say the right words. And I think as a nerd, that should be fundamentally offensive to all of us. Because creating great software, creating great hardware, creating great tech, that's kind of what it's all about. That's what we're into. Now, I'm not saying we need to go out there and be mean to people. Being a nice person is great too. But what we're talking about here is the tech, is the software, is the code. And when that's the thing that we're doing, we should focus on being a pure meritocracy when we're building it. So I'm going to put this all out to you. Am I way off base? The answer is no. I was going to say, let's talk about this, but no, I am not off base on this one. And anyone who would challenge me on this is fundamentally wrong about being a nerd, about engineering and hardware, software, etc. Meritocracy is where it's at. It always has been, just fundamentally, always. But the war is raging. And right now, the anti-post-meritocracy world, the people pushing for meritocracy to be destroyed, they're winning. They're winning. And it just kind of sucks a whole bunch, and I don't like it.